This is Jerry Gaffney with Lesson 79 of the Irish Guitar Podcast, and here's my teacher, Tony O'Rourke.
Hello, Jerry. For this week's lesson, I thought we'd try something quite a bit different. A tune in open A tuning, and it's a reel called the Coal Miner's Reel. Now, for those of you who find the open A tuning not to their liking, I've also included a version in standard tuning in the key of G in the booklet. I learnt this tune at the Wandilagong Folk Festival in 1983, and Wandilagong is a little town in the northern part of Victoria, up near the lovely Ovens River in Australia. And I learnt the tune from my accordion playing friend Jeff LeBlanc and his brother Andrew, who plays the flute. And both of them, aside from their love for Irish music, are also great ones for the Cajun music. Alas, the Wandilagong Festival no longer happens, but Jeff and Andrew are still going as strong as ever. The open A tuning from the lowest string to the highest is E, A, C sharp, E, A, and E. Now, if you look at the sheet music tablature, you will see that there are a comparatively high number of open strings. And also, if you play the banjo, the fiddle, or the mandolin, it's worth noting that the two highest strings in open A tuning are the same as for those two instruments, the A and the E strings. Getting used to notes being in different positions to what you're used to is not as hard as you might imagine. And I often try and explain this to people by saying that learning a new tuning on the guitar is not so much learning a new language as like learning a new dialect. Firstly, all the things that I've said about your picking hand or your picking directions remain the same. So the rules about picking remain the same, and basic techniques like keeping your fretting hand square to the fretboard, all of those things remain the same. Now, where you might have some difficulty is where the tune moves up the fretboard in the fourth and fifth bars of part B of this tune. Now, this is what I do. In the last half of the third bar of part B, you'll see on the first string, fifth fret and seventh fret. You play the fifth fret with your first finger using the preceding open E note as an opportunity to move up to that fifth fret. And for the seventh fret, the B note, use your third finger. And this will then put you in the what we call the fifth position on the fretboard. It is then simply a matter of playing the next two bars using the following fingering. For notes on the fifth fret, use your first finger. For notes on the ninth fret, use your fourth finger. And for notes on the seventh fret, use your third finger. Then when you get over those two bars, the next bar, that is the sixth bar of part B, begins with two open strings. And this will give you ample time to get back to the open position. I've also included two versions of chord accompaniment for this tune in G. So the chord accompaniment is in G, and therefore you would accompany the tune using your capo on the second fret. That will put you into A. Now, one of my all-time favourite musicians is the Clare banjo player Kevin Griffin. He lives around the area around Doolin. And he recorded this tune on his Down in Doolin Well, I bought it as a cassette, but it's since been released on CD. And the track listing on this CD lists a set of tunes called the Coal Miner Reels. In fact, it's the first tune is the Coal Miner's Reel, and the second tune is actually called the Noon Lassies. And this recording is one of my all-time favourite recordings. Any recording with Kevin Griffin on it, you've just got to get it. He's a fantastic musician, and since our last series of podcasts, I noticed that there's a few videos of him up on the YouTube as well. One of Ireland's greatest musicians.
And Tony, we'll just remind listeners that book 5 of the Irish Guitar Podcast that has the tablature and sheet music for this series of lessons is available for $9 US from www.irishguitarpod.com.
All right, Jerry, and we'll see you all next week.
See ya.
Coal Miner's Reel in G.